What is your intent? Mysteries of Reparation, Penance, and Sacrifice. In this episode of Signs and Secrets, Mariana Barthold continues to focus on the Church's penitential season, 40 days of Lent, and on the holy example provided by the saintly Fatima children.
As we continue to consider the courageous examples of the Fatima children, Catholics must also be very aware of what is meant by penance and sacrifice, because both are offered to God in reparation. Those are the three main mysteries, penance, sacrifice, and reparation, which in this episode I will discuss. Dear listeners, hello and welcome. I'm Mariana Barthold, the guest host of Signs and Secrets, featured by the Fatima Center. I'm the author of Fatima, the Signs and Secrets, Guadalupe, Secrets of the Image, and I am the host of my own growing channel, Genesis 315. Thanks, as always, to the generosity of the Fatima Center. You will find in the description box various links to my works and to my channel. To continue. As I, in a previous episode, said, the distinction between penance and sacrifice is that of intent, although there are times when we will read or hear these terms interchanged, one for the other. But penance is that which we perform in expiation to God for our own sins. Sacrifice is offered to God on behalf of others, including our fellow sinners and the poor but holy souls in purgatory. In other words, penance is what we offer to God for our own sins, but again, we offer sacrifice to God in reparation for the collective sins of the living. And that would include the poor but holy souls in purgatory, see John 11:25, and for the conversion of sinners. The Holy Scriptures declare, "And in those days cometh John the Baptist preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, Do penance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." We read that in Matthew 3, verses 1 through 2. And as always, I'm using the Douay Rheims translation, at least in my own writing. After his fast of 40 days in the desert, after the temptation of the devil, and as he began to call his disciples and to preach, our Lord himself repeated that which his chosen precursor, Saint John the Baptist, taught. Do penance, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we read that in Matthew 4, verse 17. The note to the very first verse that I had mentioned explains, do penance, which word, according to the use of the Scriptures and the Holy Fathers, does not only signify repentance and amendment of life, but also punishing past sins by fasting and such like penitential exercises. What is repentance? There are so many sources I could have chosen, but today I decided to use the 1911 Catholic Encyclopedia, which states, quote, "Reparation is a theological concept closely connected with those of atonement and satisfaction, and thus belonging to some of the deepest mysteries of the Christian faith. It is the teaching of that faith that man is a creature who has fallen from an original state of justice in which he was created, and that through the incarnation, passion, and death of the Son of God, he has been redeemed and restored again in a certain degree to the original condition. Although God might have condoned men's offenses gratuitously if he had chosen to do so, yet in his providence he did not do this. He judged it better to demand satisfaction for the injuries which man has done to him. It is better for man's education that wrongdoing on his part should entail the necessity of making satisfaction. This satisfaction was made adequately to God by the sufferings, passion, and death of Jesus Christ, made man for us. By voluntary submission to his passion and death on the cross, Jesus Christ atoned for our disobedience and sin. He thus made reparation to the offended majesty of God for the outrages which the Creator so constantly suffers at the hands of his creatures. We are restored to grace through the merits of Christ's death, and that grace enables us to add our prayers, labors, and trials to those of our Lord and fill up those things that are wanting of the sufferings of Christ, quoting St. Paul in Colossians 1:24. We can thus make some sort of reparation to the justice of God for our own offenses against him, and by virtue of the communion of saints, the oneness and solidarity of the mystical body of Christ, we can also make satisfaction and reparation for the sins of others. Unquote. Our souls should benefit from our study of the great charity of the three Fatima children and all that they gave to God for love of him, Our Lady, and for their neighbors, known and unknown. In truth, the trials of each of these little ones also come to mind during Lent, and during the course of the year should be frequently revisited for our edification. These children come to mind when we read of the 40 days of the Lord's fasting, for they, mere children, often fasted or abstained from simple foods that they enjoyed, like fruit. These children come to mind when we contemplate our Lord's temptation in the desert, for again, the Fatima children were tempted to betray the mission that was given to them by God by either denying the Virgin's visits to them or to submit to the constant attempts to reveal the secret. In countless ways, the lives of the Fatima children reflect the love of our Lord Jesus for his Father and also for us. These are holy matters that we might contemplate as we read the following excerpts from the 19th century series, The Liturgical Year, on the mystery of Lent. Quote, there are two persons in the Old Testament who represent the two manifestations of God, Moses, who typifies the law, and Elias, who is the figure of the prophets. Both of these are permitted to approach God, the first on Sinai, the second on Horeb. But both of them have to prepare for the great favor by an expiatory fast of 40 days. With these mysterious facts before us, we can understand why it is that the Son of God, having become man for our salvation and wishing to subject himself to the pain of fasting, chose the number of 40 days. The institution of Lent is thus brought before us with everything that can impress the mind with its solemn character and with its power of appeasing God and purifying our souls. Let us therefore look beyond the little world which surrounds us and see how the whole Christian universe is at this very time offering these 40 days penance as a sacrifice of propitiation to the offended majesty of God. And let us hope that, as in the case of the Ninevites, he will mercifully accept this year's offering of our atonement and pardon us our sins. The number of our days of Lent is then a holy mystery. Let us now learn from the liturgy in what light the Church views her children during these 40 days. She considers them as an immense army, fighting day and night against their spiritual enemies. We remember how, on Ash Wednesday, she calls Lent a Christian warfare. In order that we may have that newness of life which will make us worthy to sing once more our Alleluia, we must conquer our three enemies, the devil, the flesh, and the world. We are fellow combatants with our Jesus, for he too submits to the triple temptation suggested to him by Satan in person. Therefore, we must have on our armor and watch unceasingly. And whereas it is of the utmost importance that our hearts be spirited and brave, the Church gives us a war song of heaven's own making, which can fire even cowards with hope of victory and confidence in God's help. It is the 90th Psalm. This entry later continues. She, that is, the Church, there tells us to rely on the protection wherewith our Heavenly Father covers us as with a shield, to hope under the shelter of his wings, to have confidence in him, for that he will deliver us from the snare of the hunter who had robbed us of the holy liberty of the children of God, to rely upon the succor meaning the help of the holy angels, who are our brothers, to whom our Lord hath given charge that they keep us in all our ways, and who, when Jesus permitted Satan to tempt him, were the adoring witnesses of his combat, and approached him after his victory, preferring to him their service and homage. Let us well absorb these sentiments wherewith the Church would have us to be inspired. And during our 6 weeks campaign, let us often repeat this admirable canticle, which so fully describes what the soldiers of Christ should be and feel in this season of the great spiritual warfare. Unquote. Finally, please allow me to share this reminder that you are invited to join me for more episodes of Signs and Secrets here on the Fatima Center channel. Until the next time, may God bless you, and may Our Lady Mary keep you and yours under her starry mantle. Salve Regina.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. We invite you to participate in the Fatima Center's 100 by 100 First Saturday Challenge. Sign up and find out more at our website, fatima.org/100by100. And please help the Fatima Center accomplish its mission to make the full message of Our Lady of Fatima known, understood, loved, and obeyed by all. Support Our Lady's Apostolate with your prayers and a monthly donation. Make it part of your regular tithe, and also by sharing Fatima resources with others. All this can be found at our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. May God reward you. Saint Francisco and Saint Jacinta, pray for us. Lady of the Rosary, pray for us.